What's going on, world? It is your girl, Tahiri, and my partner in crime,
Danae, be here.
And welcome to At This Big Age,
where we are diving into all the topics from the group chat, all the super girly things.
All the things that you really don't want people to know that y'all talk about, but y'all really do talk about them.
Really talking about it.
So. You ready, Danae?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
So what will you do at this big age?
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, I've been through this.
Okay.
You walk into your man masturbating. Danae, what would you want to do? I've been through this shit.
That's really nice. Probably gonna pull up a chair and watch.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, okay. So, all right. I think so. I think it's very sexy to watch a man get off.
I like it.
I just want to know what you're getting off to if it ain't me, if I'm walking into you.
Porn. A magazine.
Okay.
But you're in the house.
I wasn't there.
No, you just got there.
Okay, you're walking into the house. I'm thinking in the same house in different rooms.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm in the room, in the same house in a different room, if I'm just coming in the house.
You wouldn't feel weird, though? You wouldn't feel like, as a woman, right, you're there. And why did you not come and jerk off to me or touch me or want to have sex with me? Why are you using your hand in some kind of broad or in a magazine or better yet, maybe somebody on an Instagram page, but you're there. This whole woman is there. You wouldn't feel no kind of way?
I'm cool because guys have different desires and that has nothing to do with me. It doesn't mean he's not attracted to me, that I'm not the biggest desire of his.
Oh, yeah. No, I feel different. I was like, wait a minute. So I'm in the same house in a different room. And with all this ass, you couldn't just come and like, you know what I mean? Just throw it on me. Just make it.
But every girl don't got all that ass.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about me personally. Okay. I would feel like you could do that when I'm not around. I mean, granted, I love to watch my man jerk off. Like I literally would make a clap, lick his nipple, all kinds of stuff that needs to be done in that moment. But if I pull up on you, let's say I'm not in the house, that's different. But if I happen to be in the house in a different room with all this body, like, why are you in the bathroom jerking off to some weird, like, strange person?
Because it might be hot. It might have been attractive.
I'm in the same house. I don't. Yeah, that's weird to me.
You don't touch yourself or use your toys?
Not with my man is in that. I can be playful when we're in the bed together, as in let's all join in, me, you, the toy, and whatever else that we decide to do. But if I'm in the same house, I'm not just, like, masturbating while he's, like, playing a video game. I'm going to put this vag in his face.
No, it's different. I like it because sometimes I want to fantasize about other people.
Just because you're together
for a long time. I've been with my man for seven years.
But then say in my experience, like I've been with him forever, that I don't mind him. I'm talking about in general. I just don't know. I feel like I'm here. It's just like I'm here. Why waste all this body when I'm here?
Because y'all can do it later.
Do that shit when I'm not around. Do that shit when you're next to me. I know you're jerking off and you're looking at my booty. But if you're over here looking at another woman, it makes me feel like you're fantasizing about someone else when I'm in the house. That shit is whack.
I don't know. I feel differently. I feel like we all have multiple desires.
Absolutely.
We're all turned on by multiple sources. And if you're in another room, you might have been working. You might have been taking a call.
Tom still hit me with the penis like that.
Boy. You want me to slap you?
Yes, I love
God
that.
God damn.
That shit. Please don't slap me. If we're doing it, if you're watching porn, let's watch it together. You know what I mean? Let's do it together.
But you're busy and he's being considerate of your
time. Don't consider me that
much.
Well, consider me when I'm out the house, when you're doing you. Do you when you do you. When we're around each other, let's do us.
If I'm working, leave me alone. Go ahead.
Go ahead and drain the lizard, babe. I'm going to chase the bag with the penis in my face. Slap it, flip it. All kinds of shit. We were all that. Oh, sorry.
She's trying to slurp it up.
All day.
Yeah, all that.
Baby oil me to death. Everything. I don't care if I'm working. We throw the files out. Whatever it is I'm doing, we showing him in a second.
You throwing out the files, man. Yeah.
Whatever you want to do, we're doing. But you shouldn't be doing that shit to someone else if I'm there. No. Unless we're doing it together.
So what would you do at this big age?
Let me see.
I know. I'm asking the people. What would they do?
Yeah, what would you do?
Yeah. All right, speaking of making it clap to Harry, I want to throw something at you. I want to introduce something new to you.
Oh, come on now.
I want to talk about the moves.
What about them?
And the moves, I want to talk about Megan's moves today.
Oh, that's dope.
Because we talk about making it clap. You know, the people are so used to my girl making it clap. They always talking about the good Megan knees.
Okay.
But she flipped the script on them in her new music video, Cobra.
Yes. Yes, she did.
She changed the game on them. She was flipping the tables. And the people wasn't expecting it. They didn't know what to do.
Awesome. Shout out to Megan.
Yeah, she really, like, dove in and was, like, telling a story. She got super vulnerable on this
Talk to me about it, because, I mean, I was excited to see. I love that she killed the whole fucking song. Mm-hmm. Like, she got to the pen, honey.
She did.
And you got to the dances.
I did.
So talk to me, friend.
It was my first music video.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
I've never done that before.
It's amazing.
I was shitting bricks.
Why?
Because I've never done that before. And I think it was the first time on such a large platform that I was exposing my creativity, like, on a new level. And I wanted to make sure that I did the record justice, because I've had it for some time. And I know how special the song is to her. I knew that the visual was going to be insane. And
amazing.
I just wanted my part to match up to all the other parts.
And so we
the
did.
Movement parts. You think so?
What?
The comments were going crazy. So shout out to the people on YouTube.
She's talking about.
Shout out to the people.
Tell them what you're talking about, just in case people don't know.
That I choreographed Cobra.
Exactly. And here you have it, people. Because for those wondering, like, what is she talking about? Was she a snake? Was she, you know what I mean? Like, what's happening?
I was trying to be a snake, but a good snake, you know, trying to shed the skin.
Yeah, no.
I wanted to tell the story through our bodies.
We were really proud of you today. Like, we watched it, the team. We were, like, really excited about that. And I mean, you know, we already knew that you bomb.
Yeah, I know. So. I'm shaking and twerking, but I ain't know I could dig down deep into a bed.
Yeah, but let's
and just say I'm different.
Let's just say y'all came with it. And it was that time. And, like, can't nobody hate on Meg right now.
They can't. And she was.
This is me.
She worked really. She worked really, really hard.
So I know you're going to lab every time you choreograph something. And I know how important this video Cobra was. Mm-hmm. And I know you had to come with it. What inspired the choreography? Like, take us through some of the steps.
So I knew she wanted to, like, shed skin, and she wanted it to feel very snake-like. So I think I went on YouTube, first of all, and I watched a lot of different, like, snake videos, like actual like cobras and pythons and how they move, how they slither. And then in my mind, I'm like, okay, how do I interpret that as a human being? Like, what does that look like? It's sexy. Mm-hmm. Like, in ways, it's like mysterious. Mm-hmm. It's very, I don't know. So I just went and I was like, okay, how would a snake move? So I got in the mirror. I took a couple drinks. Yes, that's part of it. But instead of this, I was like, I want to roll through the whole body. Like, I wanted to come up through my back. And I want us to be one big snake. And then we shed skin and we all become seven little snakes. You
just gave me goosebumps.
Did I?
Yeah, I was haunted.
That's what I was thinking. It was really special to me, because I'm like, this is your first thing, but it's her first thing back. So how do you marry the two to really tell a story of what everything you're going through and interpret everything that the record is saying?
How long did it take you guys to get it together? Because I know, even if you're a professional dancer, you guys get all, you know, together in unison to try to create something. It has to be hard to all get it, you know, as unified.
We rehearsed for like a week.
That's it?
For like 8 hours a day with a lunch.
Okay.
Yeah, so I took like 3 days just to create, and I created like, I want to say like 8 different things. And then I let her choose. And then I went to the director and I was like, okay, what do you like? What do you think is perfect for this? Because I have all these options.
Yeah, you have to put the vision together.
Yeah. And then the girls worked super hard, because they're like, Danae, you're not exactly super clear, but I think I know what you want.
I mean, y'all looking at snakes and stuff, so that has to be a little difficult.
So I'm going to like the hookah lounge, because I call that like my office. That's where I feel the most creative.
Yeah.
And I'm like literally now blowing it down like for hours, like just thinking and putting things in my notebook and like, okay, tomorrow when I go to the studio, I'm going to go and do this. Like, I don't know. It's just interesting.
Okay.
So shout out to all the choreographers, because that's not an easy
thing. I know it ain't. That's why I'm looking at you like, it must have took how long to come up with all of it.
It did. It took a minute.
Yeah.
But I'm super proud of it.
This whole time I'm thinking she's stressing about something else. This whole time it was this Cobra fucking video.
It was the Cobra video, for
I'm
sure.
Like, what's wrong with Danae? Cobra
video. I just wanted to do good.
Yeah, you did great.
Thank you, friend.
Congrats, friend.
Yeah.
And she looks great.
The body is bodying. We already knew. But it's just a whole new level.
It's a whole new thing.
Yeah.
Tone. You know what I mean? So she's back and she's better.
At peace. Yes. Like, she's working hard. She's in the studio.
Work in progress. Because that peacefulness, you know, everything comes and goes. Mm-hmm. But you can definitely see her shine.
Yeah, I love it. So shout out to Megan.
Shout out to Megan.
Oh, shout out to the team.
Yeah, shout out to her knees.
That was okay.
That I wish I had.
You got them, friend. Yeah,
we're going to try on the low so then we can come and do it on the high.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my alter ego is like a little, I want to be like a stallion too. Like,
you already one day told us you're making it clap. So
and,
you
yeah, but that's there. Making it clap on the cock and making it clap on a stage. Like, that's I want to be like, one day you're going to walk in and be like, and then it'll be like, here comes Bubbles to the stage. And
it'll
be
Bubbles?
Like, bah, I can't bah, wait. But you see bah, how I do bah, this? Bah, it's down
bah,
here.
Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, yeah. I want to just like, yeah, but I want to like,
boom. Wait a
like,
minute.
Go up and like, you know what I mean?
She trying to go crazy.
Yeah.
I like it.
Too much cheeks. I gotta show them off one time. But you know what I mean? On stage. Nah, I showed them off a lot.
Wait a minute.
On social media, come on. Kicks magazine. You know, all these magazines. I've been in a thong.
I like it. The moves.
I know.
The moves with Danae B.
Yeah,
I got you.
Killed it, friend.
Come to my class.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I got you. So Tahiri. Today I want to talk about birthdays.
Your birthday just happened.
Yeah, it was recent.
Yeah,
I'm under Scorpio, whatever.
Holler.
Big. The biggest.
The baddest.
And I celebrate for, I always say I'm going to just do the weekend and then I end up going for like a solid month.
I go for a solid month every year.
But I feel like you take trips.
I take trips because I get paid to take trips. So they're vacations. Like, it's my right. birthday.
And you celebrate. Yes. And you bring your people.
I celebrate with everyone that wants to celebrate with me on the road. I celebrate when I come back and I have, like, a mini celebration with my family members. And then I have friends. And then I have other kind of friends and energy friends. And next thing you know, I'm at the strip club. And next thing you know, I'm on a trip. Next thing you know, it's a month later. And I'm still celebrating. I got 13 dresses, 15 cakes.
Yeah. And yeah. 20,000 in the bank.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shorty, what you crack? I'm not even sick, honey.
Damn.
Anyway, I celebrate.
Birthday is so important.
I am a holiday person. Birthdays are important. I think it's important to celebrate every day in life because every day is a celebration.
Yeah.
However, birthdays
yeah.
are my thing. Christmas, I just love holidays.
I feel like birthdays are like holidays.
Yeah.
I agree.
I hate to share with anyone else. If I hear happy birthday at the restaurant, I'm like, who got to get fucked up? It's my birthday. It's only my birthday.
Wait, sharing birthdays? You don't want to share?
No.
You don't get up and like hold hands and like a tribal circle and spin around. Like...
But initially, I'd be looking at them like, wait, what they say? But my birthday's also May 5th. So it's like
Cinco de Mayo.
Hence all the tequila.
Yeah. Cinco de Mayo.
So there's always a big celebration. So.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I'm like a Halloween baby. Right. So growing up, I had all the Halloween parties.
Dope. You get to dress up and celebrate your birthday.
Yes and no.
Why?
Because it's a double whammy.
Because it's not on Halloween, so who cares?
But it's always my mom. Well, my mom had a after-school program growing up.
Okay.
So she would have, like, a super big Halloween party and then bring my birthday cake to
right.
that.
Right. But that works for a parent. That's very cost-effective.
No. Yeah. I mean, I guess so when you have multiple...
Yeah, but for you...
Damn. I guess when you have multiple children, like, yes, it makes sense. But also, you want your child to still feel special. Like, you don't want
to... So you wouldn't do that to King. You wouldn't kind of, if his birthday is by any holiday, you wouldn't incorporate the two. I mean,
no,
I would be mad at that too. Like if it was New Year's or I mean Christmas and my birthday, I'd be like.
I had a friend whose birthday was all Christmas and I used to not hate. I love to celebrate her birthday, but I would leave my house, go to her house.
You're a good friend.
On Christmas.
I'll show her a holla.
And then they will always sing happy birthday and then cut it with we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh,
I'm like,
cute.
No.
I mean, again,
no.
Parents' perspective, their POV is like, oh, what a wonderful gift I got on Christmas. You know, I gave birth. But then for her, it's kind of like, dang, she gets one gift.
Yeah, no. Like, celebrate my birthday on the 24th. And then let's do Christmas on the
25th. I'm with it. I'm like that, too. Like, for Christmas, do not buy me shit for the house because it's not considered a Christmas gift.
I agree. Like, I agree. Don't buy me an air fryer,
like last year, my ex-boyfriend was like, oh, I should have got you the flat screen. And I was like, I'm glad you didn't because I would have not been considered part of my Christmas. I'd have been looking at you like shaking it, looking for some money.
Yeah, like it has to be something else. I'm going to turn it on. It's going to be like, congratulations.
Like this is for the house.
You're
this
going
for
to
me.
Got to be something more than that.
Congrats, you're going to Disney World.
Yeah, like I need a little bit more, babe.
Yeah,
and it's not, I don't think that's inconsiderate. I don't think it's not fair because I wouldn't do that to people.
No.
I wouldn't do that.
And I'm a huge holiday person, so I'm a huge giver, so I'm like really get into it. The tissue paper matches the card.
Yes.
And like I get the extra gifts and I want to make you smile, and like your cake topper has like your name like engraved in it and fucking go, like, you know, just, I just go all out. Like my whole thing is,
seems sweet.
As big as I like to celebrate mine, my partner, like I go as hard.
Are you the person that goes to a birthday party and like you're wrapping the gift in the car? Like putting the tissue paper
sometimes,
in the car,
sometimes.
Writing on the steering wheel.
Sometimes because of my schedule, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily now with, you know, being able to have these Evites and these gifts that you can just send in advance.
In advance.
Great. My mom back in the day hated that. Once that came into, like, people were just sending gifts because now you have a registry. My mom is like, but what if I don't want to buy you that?
Yeah.
How are you going to tell me what I'm going to
buy?
It's cool. It's easy. And she's like, yeah, but I don't have, it's so rude to tell me what to buy you. I'm like, Mom, what's the big deal?
It's also like what people might need, but I also think I like to buy what I want to get.
I like to know what you need. I'm a considerate giver. I want to make you happy, but I also want to give you what you need. So my gifts usually come in threes. Like I just give you one, something you want, something I want to give you, something you need. Like I did that for Christmas. But that's because I guess I love and I celebrate. I think I lead by example. Instead of I really learned that in this last relationship about love languages. I like to be given. I mean, I want all of the love languages, but one of my biggest ones is, you know, buying.
Acts of service.
Or acts of service and stuff like that. So that's how I celebrate people's birthdays.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
It's
special.
What's the best gift you've ever received?
Oh, shit. The best.
For a birthday.
Best gift I've ever received for a birthday. I don't think I've ever received something extra out of the ordinary that I can remember. Dang, I'd have to have one.
It was like the most meaningful. It brought tears to your eyes or like gave you goosebumps or made your heart
race. I think it was having a surprise birthday party to begin with, period. Like,
me too.
Someone taking their time out to surprise me.
Yeah.
As hard as I am to be surprised.
Me. Like,
as nosy as I am. And as, you know, I usually have things planned out myself.
Mm-hmm.
For someone to come to interrupt my flow and then not fuck it up is big.
Yeah, me too.
So it was a surprise birthday party. It really touched me walking into like a room full of love and not expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody actually took the time to do that for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was amazing.
I've had a couple of surprises and there's like two that like super duper stand out. Like my ex-fiance, he gave me a surprise birthday dinner. And I had no clue, like absolutely no. Mm-hmm. No, it's actually three, but this one was really special because he was not the super like birthday person. He was like, throw you some cash and be like, happy birthday.
Oh, wait, yeah, he's saying, oh, I'm joking. We don't date friends.
You know, I don't mind. I'm in a new thing.
He
might be the one for you.
Nah, you wild. Go ahead, continue. I'm joking.
It was super sweet. Like all my best friends, my mom, my sister, like all my family, it was super sweet. And then the next one was in the pandemic, like 2020.
Mm-hmm.
They took me to my favorite restaurant at Melba's.
Mm.
And I had no clue. And this is when it was only a certain amount of people could be in a restaurant. They rented out the restaurant. Uh-huh. Rented out the restaurant. I get there. I had no clue. I just see people scrambling, but I'm not really paying attention because it's raining.
Pandemic, too. Like, you're like, should
have walked up on it. I walk in and it's all my people.
So there's surprises.
It was surprises. And then a surprise trip that followed that. I was like, damn, this is
all
really sweet.
Yeah, that someone took their time out to put it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think those. That's it. I usually do my own thing. You know, I'm on the road.
And I'm super big on planning my own birthday because I don't want nobody to fuck it up.
Me too.
I'm like, I can't fuck me up.
Me too.
Like, whoever don't come, that's cool because I planned it and this is what I wanted to do.
And we're dating and you're not paying the bill, then you can't come.
All right.
You can't sit at the table with my family if you ain't cutting a check.
Double
so you
check?
Open to my birthday party.
But you planned it.
Now, okay, so talking about birthday parties, because we're discussing this.
Uh-huh.
Are you the type to send an invite and make everybody pay their tab? Or is it an all-paid dinner since they're celebrating with you when you invite people? Because that's big on social media. Like, I have the party of 30 coming for my birthday dinner. It's open bar. Everything is paid for by your husband, by your boyfriend, by yourself. Or do you hit everybody with the check at the end of the dinner, the birthday dinner?
It depends. At this big age, I think I'm financially okay to do one of two. I'll pay for the food, you pay for your drinks,
mm-hmm.
or I'll cover the drinks and y'all pay for y'all food. Like something like that. I don't know.
So, because I've heard people say, why should I pay if I'm coming to celebrate you and you invited me?
Y'all should pay for me, technically. Fact. Y'all should give $2 Fact. Each and pay for my meal and my drinks.
That's true too.
You know,
I mean, I can see it both ways. I can see it as if I'm inviting you to come celebrate with me, then you're coming somewhere. Shouldn't this shit be free? Mm-hmm. I can see that, and I could also see. But wait a minute, I'm the birthday girl. Why should I pay out of my pocket? But if I have a man, that man is cutting that check
for everybody.
Yes, absolutely.
That is really nice. He got a lot of cash.
Absolutely.
And 30 people?
Absolutely.
What if all the men step in?
Oh, that's fire. That's fire.
I can see all the men covering.
That's fire. That is fire. That's but nice. If it's like, you know, 30 of us and it's my birthday dinner and that's what we're celebrating and I'm in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
then the bar should be open for about a couple hours and all the food should be on us. Yes, and he should pay for it.
Damn.
Absolutely. Because I would do that for him. I've done that before.
Yeah.
For an ex-boyfriend, I've opened, like kept the restaurant closed just for us.
Mm-hmm.
I've paid for the dinner and the open bar for 3 hours, and I paid for everything. It was him and I invited all of his friends, all of his closest friends, even the friends I didn't know.
Did anybody try
to what?
To help.
By the
out.
Time they came to even ask if there was a bill, it was already paid for.
But they didn't slip you nothing.
I negotiated with the restaurant.
You're cool with that, but
I negotiated with the restaurant, and even if I don't, it was a long ago. I don't remember if they came and said, "Here you go." But by then, I mean, if they even did anything, I probably would have told them to tip the staff because I come from that world.
Yeah,
and, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
you gotta appreciate
take care of people. Yeah,
take care of the people. But even my birthday dinner, I think I invited a whole bunch of people, and by the time it was time to go, I had already paid for it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can
understand inviting and paying, but oh, do you remember whose birthday was that? I think it was Sheree from Real Housewives. And
Sheree. Why Sheree always in some shit?
Who was she dating? What's his name? Martel.
Martel was on another show.
And Martel asked everybody to cash app him. Would you be embarrassed?
Yes, very much so.
He said, cash app him, babe.
That's why.
I think that's tacky.
That's what I'm saying. Even if you say, for instance, RSVP, and this is how much is gonna be at the end. Don't trip. I'm not saying it's never happened. Like I hadn't been in a situation where people have paid for their plates individually or prefixed menu before.
Before, but not
but
at the table,
not at
babe.
The table
in front of me.
Like I've been. Like it's happened before. I remember one time I was fouled. I remember one time. I had this boyfriend who sent the money to pay the whole dinner. He said like $5,000, and I still made everybody.
That's a gift. I did that.
I've done that. I'm guilty.
And
confession.
Okay.
If you ever been to one of my birthday dinners, confession. Old boy sent the check. You know what I mean? While we was at the dinner, and the check went by, and I was like, man, fuck everybody. It's my birthday. I've done that. That was 1 year. Come on. I'm 44 years old. This happened. At this big age, I could be real about
and
something I did
okay.
in my
20s. I think everybody at the dinner was cool with it, too.
I mean, they were like, it's your birthday, girl. Like, you shouldn't even come out of pocket. And I was like, thank you.
But what about the friends, now that we're talking about dinner?
So I've done it all. But what's not going to happen at this big age is my man better pay for that check.
I think that was tacky what he did. But what about the friends that go out for their birthday and they order shit that they've never ordered before because they know everybody else is paying the bill?
They
want to put a lobster tail and lamb chops and lobster mac and cheese. And what about those people?
Look, I have a family member, I ain't gonna lie, sit there, order a bottle, order steak, got the nerve to order dessert, and the check comes and ate. What check?
But they go out, they never order stuff.
Never
order it.
She order everything she
And because
never.
They know everybody else is paying the bill, they go crazy.
I've not experienced that except for my family member. This one family member never picks up the tab. Ever. At this big age. And we'd be like. And then, I think what happened was, this person would like go to places and then be like, yo, I need money to get home. But she like courtsides at the Knick game or.
Nah, man.
Or like she at the table talking about, no, but it's time to make decisions on restaurants. She's making decisions and she's really adamant about where we go. But then text me at the table and say, yo, I need you to, you know what I mean?
No.
Front the bill.
Babe, you're not invited. She's off.
It's only happened these two people.
They're off the list, and yeah. I'm not coming to your birthday.
Facts.
I'm going to shoot you a text and maybe an Instagram post in my story that's going to delete in 24 hours. I'm not coming because that's not cool. Because when you come to my, if you're coming to my stuff and you know you're just going to be taken care of,
I don't like people to take advantage of people.
That's
so yeah, I'm not fucking with them type of people. But they, you know, there's different folks, different strokes for different folks. Like I said, I done been guilty of some things, but if I had a man, that man, like y'all, like depending on the situation, like you said, because sometimes it's monetary, but don't have nobody, don't be like, yo, cash at me, yo, dollar sign, and then you give.
No, if you walk around with the barcode, it's gonna come having to pass the phone with a barcode, bro. No. What about friends that don't want to celebrate their birthday? How do you handle that?
Yes, I respect that. One of my besties, right? That's the first thing he told me during his birthday. He was like, yo, his birthday season was coming up, and he said, yo, you already know I like surprises. And he told me with a straight face, and he's one of them dudes that when he speaks, you listen, you're like, aye, he's dead ass. And throughout the years, he said, I don't like surprises. And like literally last year, he had one, and he almost walked out. Like they had the key. He was like, yo, I don't. And he happened to, like, his friends we're like, dude, you can't just walk out. Like, you know, your girl just threw you the surprise birthday party. And he stayed, and he happened to enjoy it more than he thought. He was appreciative. He had never experienced it before. This year, he looked at me, he was like, don't play. Like, don't no surprises. And so I got a call that said, hey, we're celebrating with such and such at such and such. And I said, yo, you know, we don't like surprises. He don't, like, we gotta respect that. He don't like birthday surprises. And so when he called me, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if to fuck up the surprise, if to say anything. Like, what do you do? I kind of hinted, yo, remember what you don't like? Because that's my best. Like, that is my bestie. So I put like, my loyalty
is to him.
To him. So I had to be like, I didn't want to fuck it up. And for 2 days, I'm like, do I say something? Because clearly, his other friends didn't get the memo. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to miss it because I love him.
Right.
So I kind of called him and said, hey, remember that one thing you don't like that you said not to do? Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying, that's all I said. So he went to the dinner, he was surprised, and he had a good time.
That's good though. At least he's open to it.
Yeah.
Like my husband, he really used to be so against all celebrations. Like,
why?
I don't know. I don't know if it's something from like childhood. It's not religion. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Just growing up, I think over the course of time, he just was not huge on like celebrations or inviting people to places to celebrate.
But you're the opposite.
Super.
You're like, let's go total
opposite. Like, what? We're going here. Sparkles. Where the bottle? It took me a lot of years to get him to like break to be like, all right, cool, what are we doing for my birthday? Like, and then the 1 year that I didn't plan anything, he was like, so what are we doing? Like, I'm like, whatever you want to do. I didn't plan nothing. Like, it's up to you. You invite the people. Right. All these years, I'm fucking struggling and dragging.
Right, and now.
Knocking you out with a hammer to get you out the house.
You know how men are. And it's kind of like you trained them to, like, kind of like you. Mm-hmm. Like, he got used to it. So now he's like, I bet. And he relies on you now. He don't got to do anything
and the
else.
One, it was this year, or what, 2023. The year I didn't plan nothing. He was like,
hello.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to show up to whatever you want to do. Like, just let me know. Because I didn't plan nothing.
Now, do you happen to get the birthday blues? Like, you know how your birthday's coming up and people start acting like really depressed or getting a little sad, or you getting older, or maybe the people you want to be around are no longer around. Like, do you happen to ever catch some type of, you turn a queen.
Honey. Yeah, I'm like, my birthday coming.
Oh, God.
I think it was only 1 year that I was like, I don't want to do nothing for my birthday. And I think I was just having a rough year in general.
Yeah.
But it had nothing to do with my birthday. I still ended up celebrating for like a week.
Yeah, I think it's certain ages and certain age, when you reach certain age that you start to freak out as a woman sometimes, kind of like when you're about to be 30, you're like, oh, I'm 30. Like you think everything is downhill after that.
So that was my 35th birthday.
Right, at this big age, then you go to 35, 40. Mm-hmm. Once you get 40, you're like, oh my God. And then, so I think it's certain staples in life, certain ages that you reach where it kind of wants to kick your butt because you kind of start fearing getting older, things changing, your body changing, your friends are changing, your interest in things are changing. So you might fuck with that, having that birthday blues thing, but I've learned to kick it right the fuck back now.
Yeah, like I'm still excited, even though I was like, nah, I don't want to do nothing. Yeah. I was still excited to turn 35, but 36, I was lit.
35 for me was weird too.
Yeah.
But then after I hit 36, 37, I was like, man, fuck this. Cause at some point at this big age, you look back and you're like, yo, life is to be fucking celebrated.
Every day.
Like, who gives a fuck if I'm 20, 30, or 40? Matter of fact, I don't even want to be 20 or my teens because I know more better now. You know, I know more now than ever. Like, I know who I am.
Yeah.
I'm unapologetically fucking at this big age. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like you take life by its, you know, the bull by its horns. Yeah, you're like, we outside.
You grab it by the pussy.
We outside.
Damn, I shouldn't have said that. But you kind of do, like,
yeah, you're like, fuck it.
Open, like, yeah. Open to new things and new experiences.
Open to catching my man, you know, jerking off in the cut and me not caring.
Yeah.
Never.
Know, and not caring.
Nah, never.
But it's
you
not,
gonna
not
use all these. All these.
I mean, I would use it for sure. He's probably jerking off to Tahiri to be.
That'll be fine. Walk in, him on my page. And I'm all the skin, flesh, and bones in the house.
She's a cool girl.
Bye.
I like it. I would be really cool if he was doing it to you. Not doing it to you, but jerking off to you. Like, masturbating.
Now, when she invites me out, I'm going to her husband be like.
But you've been out with us.
I know, we have fun. We have fun. At the bar, at the hookah.
Yes.
He was probably thinking about Cobra, too. He was probably thinking about the dance.
All the things. But y'all was really taking
fun,
it, and
yes.
I was cool. Like,
yeah, we had so much fun.
Because you're really, like, one of the, like, the homies.
Homies, yeah. Unless, you know, on my period, I come to work, and, you know, I look at Danae, and he's like, uh-oh.
You know what time it is.
I got arrested on my birthday one year.
Wait.
Wait. Oh, shit, I did. Yo, horror stories galore. I really wasn't going to say that my birthday horror story was going out of the country to one of these tropical islands and looking at their fucking books and picking out the balloons I wanted because I wanted to have the social media moment. And when the balloons come, they look like they were hungry. It's like the balloon fucking lady had anemia. It's like the balloons
no
are like, I had this whole plan. I gave her, I gave this lady a whole inspo board are what I wanted the room to look like. And I come and it's like three balloons, a cake, fucking lopsided flowers.
They
were like $300. I was like, where the balloons at?
No.
So then I thought that was my horror story. But thinking about it, my horror story was getting arrested.
In cuffs?
Yes. Luckily, the cops let me change because I had the gown, you know, I was being blinged out. It was a pink.
Wait a minute.
Iced out tight dress that year. Oh, it went viral too. They said I beat my roommate up, but I didn't beat my roommate up. That was a lie.
On your birthday.
She wasn't my roommate. She was just a straggler I was allowing in my house because she needed help. Well, she happened to be someone I cared about at the time until I got arrested, of course.
Damn.
People have trauma.
This is getting worse and worse by the word.
So yeah. So you want me to say the story?
I do.
So the craziest story on my birthday. On my birthday, I had two parties to host. I had a day party, an evening party, and a dinner, all in one day, May 5th of that year.
Cinco de Mayo.
At the time, I was living up in Jersey, duplex apartment. I had nothing but space in the place. And I had a friend at the time, or someone who was younger, nice 23-year-old young woman who was cool. She was kind of like a little sis, you would say. And she happened to have moved from Miami to New York, at New Jersey. And she was trying to reach me around my birthday season, like maybe first week of May or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or maybe before then, April-ish sometime. And I was kind of ignoring her calls because, you know, when you have those friends that you care about, but you care about them from afar.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, the vibes were a little off. But I would go to Miami, would hang out, you know, she'd come to New York, we'd hang out at the club, but she was never a friend that I would bring over and, you know, could stay in my house. She had to be if I was hosting somewhere cool, the hotel, it was just like a friend from, like, you know, she was cool, liked her, but, you know, she wasn't under my roof. She had never been to, you know. So anyway, fast forward, she moves to New Jersey with some guy, and the guy completely puts out. So now she's out, she sees it out and pick up the call, so she emails me that she was gonna kill herself. So when I get an email on I'm going to kill myself, I immediately pick up the phone and respond. I scoop her up. She has three boxes. He put her out. So I remember calling one of my friends in the industry saying, hey, this is around April, May. I remember saying, I have room in my house, but I don't feel comfortable having this person over.
Right.
So my friend was like, then don't. And I was like, yeah, but, you know, she's really like, she's going through things, and if something happens to her, I don't think I can live with that. You know, right. She's still human, and she's a woman. She's a young lady, and I care that much, right? So I said, you know what? I'm gonna give her 30 days. So I gave her 30 days, and I let her in my house for 30 days. This happened on the 13th day. My birthday was coming up, and that day we're all getting dressed. She is in the downstairs bedroom. I'm in the upstairs bedroom. She had gone through some stuff. I had, you know, given her aid through it all. Let her use my car, you know, make sure she had everything she needed, even while I was out of town, you know, in the process of getting her a good job because she was working at like Baskin Robbins somewhere. I was just doing my due diligence to help her get on her feet.
You've been really, really being a really great friend.
I just feel like if I have the means to do so, why not? If I see someone in trouble and I can help them, why not, right? She was right in the house for 30 days. I gave her 30 days. Anyway, so on my birthday, we're all getting dressed. You know, she's pouting because she's like, she wished she looked older because she was real tiny and cute, very pretty petite. I was like, when you get my age, because I'm about, 10, 20 years older than she is, when she was 22. Yeah, I'm a lot older. And I was like, dude, you're going to want to wish you look very young again.
Yeah. Right.
Like, so I remember that. And she wore a red lip. We walk out. I'm hosting all of my functions. By the time we get to the second function, my fans want pictures. I'm inviting people to the next party. She's getting very, very,
territorial.
Yes. Can't nobody touch me, but I'm drinking. It's my birthday.
She's trying to be security.
Yes. I'm champagned out. Fast forward to the end of the night happens. We went to a day party, a dinner, a night party. So now you already know after the club, you go to breakfast. You're lit. You're at the diner. So when I'm at the diner with like four tables, there's a total like 15 people with me. She was one of them. She happens to walk in last at the diner and she slips and falls. Everybody looks, some people chuckle, she gets pissed off, she runs out the diner. I've drank so much champagne.
It's your birthday.
It's my birthday, I'm not thinking nothing about it. You
shouldn't be responsible for any adult.
Exactly.
Other than yourself.
So she had been screaming or something outside. Either way, she made it to the house. By the time I make it to the house, she is screaming to the top of her lungs, you fucking bitch, in my house. You fucking bitch, you think this is all about you? You think everything's about you on my birthday.
In your house,
yes,
that you gave her 30 days to be in.
Yes, yes. Mm. And so one thing led to another, and she kind of flinched a little, and then the rest was over. She saw stars, and the cops came. And, I remember that morning, Charlamagne had said something on our radio, like, you know, we handled things appropriately. Like, cops get called, lawyers come through. Like, you know what I mean? We didn't come this far to come this far. Like, we don't have to be ghetto. Mm. So I remember thinking to myself, you know what Charlamagne happened to say this in the morning. He said that we don't have to be ghetto. I shouldn't have to put my hands on a girl. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I picked up the phone as it hit 911.
Oh, you called the cops.
And the cops said, no worries. Your neighbors had already called the cops. They're on their way.
Damn.
So by the time the cops came, you know, she saw stars. I was sitting in my kitchen waiting for the cops. Like, I want this young lady. Yeah, my gown. I want this young lady off my premises. She then was looking crazy. They said, you look like I was missing a nail. So, the aggressor, you must have did this. And I was like, no, actually, this is my home. I walked into this and I had to defend myself. And next thing you know, I wound up handcuffed on my birthday.
On your birthday.
Yes.
At least you didn't have to wear your gown.
Yes.
To the precinct.
Oh, no. They allowed me to change. And then I sat at the precinct. They got me breakfast. Then they drove me back home. They were really sad about it because they were like, dang, Tahiri. Like, then when I got to the precinct, it was like, Tahiri. And we had the conversation and you know, went to court. And of course, she didn't show up.
You had to go to court?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, pressing charges now at this point, before you could even try to press charges on me or even go down the history of trying to get some money. And then, you know, she turned around and tried to fucking make it a viral moment like we cared. You know, when people have nothing to lose, this is why you can't drink, you know, champagne with the beer guzzlers.
No. Happy birthday, though. Because that's insane.
And I promise you, I opened my house door. I let her stay. I helped her through everything she was going through. I let her use the car. I let her, and she just went on social media. I let her, I lent her my robe. Made sure that fucking she had
medication. She couldn't afford a robe?
She had nothing. She had three little boxes. I made sure she had the medication she needed. I made sure I was getting her the job. Like, it
That's
was
why
just
you're blessed though.
And she turned around and jumped in my face because I didn't pay her enough attention.
At the end
she
of
felt
the night.
I she felt like I had abandoned her that night for everyone else on my birthday. That was the reason why she was acting.
Doing all of that.
Yes. And I was like, whoa, that was kind of psycho.
And not either way, a great friend.
I don't, please. So I got arrested, came back, went to court, and nothing. The charges were dropped because she didn't pull up.
That's insane.
She couldn't afford a lawyer, possibly. I don't know.
That's insane.
Yeah. And then she tried to make it a viral moment, which went viral, of people talking, of her talking a whole bunch of shit that really, she had no, she was just talking. It was just a lot of talk. She flipped, the script on the character. So she made it sound like everything she was going through, she turned around and said it was me. Real psycho shit.
Entitled shit.
Yeah, like
that when you're entitled to nothing, but you're trying to.
No, and then when you can run around and say anything about me because they've seen you around me, so now people will believe it. So the shit goes viral. Terry doing this, Terry doing that, Terry broke, Terry. It was all about me. Like, I got time today, bitch. Nobody cares about your time. I was busy auditioning for a fucking show. Like, I was busy doing shit. Meanwhile, I let somebody stay in my house and all this happened. So from now on, if you need help, I can give you some money to go to a hotel for 2 or 3 days. Everything else has got nothing to do with me. Like, I don't allow no one to stay over anymore. And I've been in that situation when I've been asked, can I stay? And I'm
you
like, I'm sorry, I can get you a hotel room.
That's really nice to hear.
I mean, if I can. If you was to call me and needed me, I'll be there. Like,
can I stay over?
No, I get you a hotel for a couple days. I get your hotel. I'm not going to jail for people.
I don't do 30 days.
Okay. Well, yeah, you probably could stay though. But we're different. We're different. That was crazy. But you know, I didn't follow my gut. My gut was telling me.
See?
My gut was telling me you don't want this person in your house.
I think you want me to come over though. I wouldn't come up on your birthday. I wouldn't want to stay for 30 days either. I only need a couple hours to reset.
Between this and the conversation with the husband, I'm like,
I only need a couple hours. I just need a couple hours.
Okay, fine. You can always come over. Shut up. You know what I mean? Like, I just follow my gut. Some people are to be friends outside. Never under your roof.
My own mattress.
But anyway, that was my horror story. I got arrested on my birthday. So it was like 5'5", like this. 5'6", because it was now the next day. 5'6", beat face, beautiful makeup, dress and all. I'm somewhere in a fucking, at the fucking precinct, fucking handcuffed to a fucking bench over a fucking dumb... Man,
I'm sorry.
I'm over it though.
Happy birthday. You had a great birthday though.
You all party like I was so drunk off champagne. Like, I couldn't believe this bitch wanted to argue.
That's a great birthday. It's
like, I still put the brakes on her.
Climax.
I put the brakes on her. You would look. Hey, you know what I mean? When these shoes get this, you know what I mean? Chuck, what is it? What do you call that? Yeah, heels on. Chucking and jive. What is it?
Okay.
Oh,
we're gonna put you
get the beats with the champagne.
In the next Rocky film, for sure.
Call me Sly. Is that shit on Netflix right now?
Damn. Well, I think with that we can wrap up this birthday conversation.
Yeah, no. Just don't call me on my birthday, Christmas, New Year's, Halloween, holidays. I don't care. Wait. Don't call me to stay over. You cannot. I cannot, Captain. Be saving no holes. No, you cannot stay over. Not you, Danae. You can.
Okay, thank you.
You can. No, I'm not going to jail for nobody. How's she mad at me? Anyway, that's so old though. But yeah, she lied about a lot of things.
Damn, I was right about though.
All right, Tahiri.
Yes.
Now that we done talked about that girl that had 30 days.
30 days, bitch.
30 days.
Ain't make it past 15.
I want to switch it up. I want to play a game.
Let's play a game.
I want to play my favorite game.
What is it, see or not?
See or not. Ding, 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 ding.
Let's go.
Snickers is the goat candy bar.
Facts. See, I mean, I like me 100 grand, and I like me 100 grand, but Snickers. I got it right now. Like, anytime I get my period, I got the little Snicker bars.
It's enough.
What? So what is it? What's your go-to candy bar? Don't play Kit Kat.
I like the white chocolate.
Ew, minty?
No, not
almond minty, joy. Like
the Hershey's.
Oh,
the white.
Oh, the Kit Kat.
No, not a Kit Kat.
What's
it's
your
the
bar?
Hershey's candy bar, the white chocolate with the chocolate chips.
I don't like white candy bars. All right, goddamn.
If I like you chocolate. Have beef with someone in your friend group, they need to choose a side. Like, your other friends need to choose a side.
at this big age, man, that's a difficult one because I am that I'm very territorial. I'm very much pick a side. But at this big age, as long as you're not painting your fucking nails pink and baking cupcakes with the bitch, you can make money. I'm not gonna get involved. I'm not gonna get involved in certain things that, you know, you need from a person or you do with a person. But I don't expect you to fucking sing Kumbaya, My Lord, to the fucking rainbows with them. So you better just play that shit right.
Okay,
talk to me.
I'm just saying, like, they're mutual.
Also, we were all friends and then fall out?
Yeah, somebody within your friend group, you fall out with a friend.
It's very, very, very sticky because you just got to be that friend that's not taking and, like, you know, bringing
inside.
Just talking too much. Like, it's like dancing in both weddings. It gets sticky. So I would hope that that person in the middle at this big age is responsible enough to be considerate about the beef and not even bring us up to each other. Because it gets messy. As long as you're not messy middle friend.
Yeah, no, you don't have to, like, choose a side, but I'm probably going to separate myself.
Right, because it gets messy.
Yeah, I just take myself out the group. I take myself out the group chat. Nelly and Ashanti's reunion is a true love story.
Sheesh.
I see it as a C,
whether it was because both of them, nothing else worked out there and they both came back. I mean, it's something about divine time, like it's timing. So they were both single. Like, it wasn't like one of them wasn't and one of them was, and then because something didn't work, he came back and fucked up whatever she had going on. They happened to both be at the same time at the same place. So it has to be a C.
We also never seen Ashanti with anybody else after Nelly.
Ashanti was out here being a sniper.
Wait a goddamn minute. We know she was probably with people, but we never saw it.
Because it's good. It's that way. She was out. There were rumors, but that don't mean that you're doing nothing. You know what I mean? We move around like snipers. We outside. You know what I mean? Shooting in the dark with some camouflage on, looking out. You know what I mean? You can't. You know what I mean? You don't know what I've done. I've only had one boyfriend. And according to Britney, 36 men. But now
there you go. See or nah, if you start a show with your significant other, they shouldn't watch it without you.
Oh, nah, but see, because that was our thing in my last relationship, and we tried not too hard. And there were times when we had no other choice because I'd be out of town, and he, you know what I mean? But I say I'd rather you not and just find something else to watch till I get back.
My husband thinks nah, but I don't see, because we can always discuss it. We watch and not tell somebody.
I want to play footsies. I want to play footsies. I want to eat nasty shit while we watch shit and then do nasty. You know what I mean? Shit. I want to cook and clean while I'm folding the laundry. We're like, yo, this, you know what I mean? Like, we want a vibe. That's a vibe. That's bonding. That shouldn't be the only thing you do with your significant other, but that is bonding. Especially when, like, my ex-boyfriend loved TV shows. That was his, like, quiet time. He used to be like, get off the phone. I used to be like, I'm making money. Get off the phone. He used to be like, ugh.
So y'all can't watch it on, like, FaceTime?
That shit is whack. See, this is weird. This
curdled up, drinking the same drink.
Nah. Well, I mean, if you have to, yes, because you have to do what you have to do to get where you want to go. So if y'all traveling and the only way y'all bond is via FaceTime, to do whatever you got to do. But if you have options, let's watch it together.
See or nah?
I'm mad uptight when it comes to relationship. You like a fucking a liberal. The fuck?
Free for all. We are too grown to be eating fast food anymore.
That's a lie. That's a nah, because I be having my like, sometimes I pull up because I want McDonald's out the blue.
McDonald's Popeyes is my guilty pleasure.
I go
to Tender, I cannot.
The Burger King, I depend, Checkers, like, whatever.
Checkers! I've been on a Checkers, like, little binge lately. A man should always open your car door for you.
See, but they sure open the car door.
I don't care if it's snowing and you ain't got no motherfucking glass.
Even when we're mad.
Open the door.
Yeah, like even when we're mad, you open my door.
Open the door.
Although if I'm not really dating you and like we're about to, sometimes I forget I open, or when I'm out, people be like, guys be like, ugh. And I'm like,
yeah, he supposed to stop you with the handle.
I'm from New York. I'm like, my bad. I'm not even looking at you like that, bro.
That's what it is. Now you put some slides off that thing. pull it open with the eyes.
Yeah, no, I'd be like, dang, it ain't that deep.
Like, go ahead, queen.
I hate the queen guys and the grand rising dude.
I don't want to be the queen.
Do not queen and grand rise me. Grand rising.
I don't want to be grand rise.
And I do not want to be queen.
Do not grand rise.
No, don't get into any with a queen. I'm looking at the full life.
I like the queen thing. Like, call me queen.
I don't, do not call me queen.
I like queen.
And I'm not calling you papa. I'm not calling you poppy, daddy. Like, I got one dad.
I don't like that.
Grand rising, daddy.
I don't want the grand rise.
Queen. Like, what are we talking
about? Do not
grand
rise me. I don't want anybody.
Do not grand rise me.
I don't want my friends to grand rise me.
Grand rise me, queen. I'm going to grand rise you tomorrow.
No. You might get blocked for 20 seconds. Do not grand rise me, friend. I don't like it.
You wild.
But that concludes my game of
You Have Not for today.
This is a good one.
This is a good one. Thank you. You think that Ashanti and what do you think about that, Ashanti and?
And
is it like a fate or is it just?
I love it so much. And you know, I work for her, so I will always ask her to perform good, good.
Okay.
Because he's in the video.
All right. So you believed in them all along. All this time.
All those songs she was so like passionate about. Like,
oh, baby.
She really loved
it. And
like,
oh, baby.
All the songs. I think that is all about him.
I love
Even
it.
Even before him, I'm happy. She was writing about
Fuck
him.
It. Let's go. Wedding. All
spin
that.
The
Let's
babe.
Go. Spin the block.
Spin that thing for
and
me.
And that crash.
Wait a minute.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. It just made went with it. I'm joking. Never mind. I want them to be happy. I want them to have kids. She's fine if she is.
God damn. Please have some babies.
It's getting hot in here. So hot.
Ah. To hear.
Hey.
We're out of here.
Oh.
This was a great day.
All right. It was, right?
At this big age, I love having fun with you.
Oh, yes. When I'm fun, right? The other day I was crying, but it's cool.
It's okay.
For today. Peace out, y'all. Y'all already know. Tell them what to do.
So like,
subscribe, comment,
share.
Let us know what you want us to talk about. Bye.
Hey.